Sponsored by Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the strongly worded resolution calls on China to end its crackdown on nonviolent Tibetan protesters and what it calls Beijing's continuing cultural, religious, economic, and linguistic repression inside Tibet. It goes on to urge Chinese leaders to conduct a results-based dialogue without preconditions directly with the Dalai Lama to address legitimate grievances aimed at achieving a long-term solution to the Tibetan situation. The resolution also calls for the immediate release of Tibetans imprisoned for nonviolently expressing opposition to Chinese government policies in Tibet and urges Beijing to allow journalists and independent international monitors free access to Tibet and to other regions. Speaker Pelosi took to the House floor late Tuesday in support of the measure.
If we, as freedom-loving people throughout the world, do not stand up for human rights in China and Tibet, then we lose all moral authority to talk about it any other place in the world.
The Chinese government has condemned Pelosi, accusing her of ignoring violence caused by rioters in Tibet and other areas. While she is a vocal supporter of Tibetan protesters, Pelosi has stopped short of supporting a U.S. boycott of the Summer Olympics in Beijing. However, she says the U.S., including President Bush, should consider the option of staying away from the opening ceremonies. In recent weeks, a key House Republican, Frank Wolf, has said he would introduce legislation to block any U.S. government official from attending the Olympics. Wisconsin Congressman James Sensenbrenner is the Republican co-author of the Tibet resolution.
We as Americans are both saddened and outraged by the Chinese government's crackdown on peaceful protests in Tibet. This body must be clear in its support of fundamental human rights.
Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Lehtinen is a Florida Republican.
Beijing's continued repression and denial of human rights will become the chief focal point of international attention in the summer of the Beijing Olympics.
While not mentioning the Olympics, the resolution calls on the State Department to issue a public statement reconsidering its decision not to include China on a list of the most systematic human rights violators in its 2007 reports on human rights practices. It also urges the State Department to implement a 2002 law called the Tibetan Policy Act, which directed the U.S. to set up an office in Lhasa, Tibet, to monitor political, economic, and cultural developments. House lawmakers will take a record vote on the Tibet resolution Wednesday. Other legislation on Tibet and human rights in China generally is also pending in Congress. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.